Welcome back, folks. Something I've spent a lot of time in the past trying to explain, and that is the very important difference in morality between the West and everywhere else. And this is a fundamental difference that cannot be overlooked and will destroy this country root and branch if it's not confronted and dealt with. You know, we went on and on about this when it came to things like scamming the airport, where a bunch of Indian Airlines has a policy where if you're in a wheelchair, you get to board first. And so all of a sudden, every single flight, half the people were in wheelchairs. And it's this lack of understanding that the wheelchair policy is a vulnerability, that there is a form of just consensus charity, kind of just like we all understand that, you know, these people have a harder time, they're disadvantaged. So, you know, let them go to the front of the line. Great. I wouldn't say they deserve it, but it's something nice that we can do for them. And it makes everything go smoother and it just makes sense. But then if everybody tries to do it, it has to go away. That policy can't exist if every single person is in a wheelchair. You've gone from a policy of sort of generosity and openness and vulnerability to we have to shut it all down, or that policy is now making everything worse and slower because all of a sudden we have 50 freaking wheelchairs we have to deal with in the plane terminal. So like, this is an important distinction. People from other countries do not have the mindset we do about liberty, about our responsibility to not take advantage of vulnerability so that those vulnerabilities can remain because they're what make life good, right? Nobody's actually physically stopping you from depleting the entire river of salmon. We just have these policies in the West where you go and get a permit and you can fish a certain amount, but it's controlled and limited so that the salmon return next year. If a bunch of Indians show up and think these stupid freaking Canadians left their rivers wide open, let's steal all the salmon, there's no more salmon the next year. And they think, well, you're all idiots. We have tons of salmon. You guys don't have any, you suckers. It's that dog-eat-dog mindset, that short-sighted mindset that's made India into what it is and will make America into what India is if we don't check it. And I'm not the one saying this. Indians are. Let's go to clip 12 here. This is a Indian person describing how India is an immoral, irrational society devoid of value. Let's watch. This is 12.
Fairness. Now, these are all European concepts. You think that these are parts of firmament. They aren't. The concepts like fairness, justice, trust, empathy, and impartiality are completely alien concepts to the Indian mind. They cannot differentiate between right and wrong. They simply can't differentiate between what is right and wrong. They do not have the concepts, the Western value concepts that you think are a part of the natural existence. They aren't. Human rights is a Western concept that is incomprehensible to Indians. They fail to understand personal space and respect for the individual. Speaking to them about rights, even negative rights, I'm not talking about positive rights, even about negative rights only leads to confusion.